William chapter 2, Mishnah 8, Be'ibua she'er bechavis, if there is a bubble formed in the wall of a jar. So if you can imagine the wall of a jar, and there's a bubble formed in the wall of the jar, she'nika bein bifnim bein mibachutz, and the bubble is perforated so that there's a hole through the outer wall of the bubble, and then through the inner wall of the bubble, which then goes into the inside of the jar. And it doesn't matter if the bubble is high or low in the jar, says the Mishnah. If the hole in the outer wall of the bubble and the hole in the inner wall of the bubble are opposite each other, so there's a straight opening through the bubble, it will be tame if an av hatuma touches any liquid inside the bubble, because the hole is straight and it's connected, all of the liquid inside the bubble is connected to the liquid inside the jar. So if an avatuma touches the outside, the bubble, the liquid in the bubble, so the whole thing will be tame. Says the Kahati, also even if a tful yom touches the liquid, it's all considered connected and it would all be considered tame, whatever is inside that jar. Also, if you take this jar and you put it in an oil with a mace, with a dead person, so the because there's a hole through it, the jar doesn't protect its contents, and the whatever is inside the jar will also be considered tame. Hapnimi milamata, if the inner is below, meaning the inner hole in the bubble is below, vachitzon milamalan, and the outer hole is above. So it's that they're diagonally connected, if you could imagine. They're not at the same level, diagonally connected, with the inner one being lower than the outer one. Tame ba'avatuma, the tame ba'al hames. So that's still considered connected. If there's any liquid in the bubble and it's touched by an avatuma or a tful yom, so whatever is inside that jar will become tame. And so too, if you put the jar in an oil with a mace, so with the dead body, so whatever is inside will be considered tame. Hapnimi milamalan, but if the inner hole is higher inside the bubble, vahachitzon milamata, and the outer one is lower. So in this case over here, tahor ba'avatuma, if there is liquid inside there and it's touched, so this liquid is now not considered any more connected to the liquid inside the jar, because the liquid, liquid in the bubble is not going to go back up to the heart of the inner hole and then into the jar. So in this case, tahor ba'avatuma, it is pure. If an avatuma touches the liquid inside the bubble, that's not considered connected to what is inside the rest of the jar. V'tame ba'al hames, but it will still be considered impure if it's put inside an oil with a mace, because it's still as if there is, it's not a sealed container. Even though we don't consider it connected for a tful yom, nevertheless, it's not considered a sealed container if it was in an ohel, in a tent with a corpse.